This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, December 12th, 2022. We will continue on Chesam and Aleph Eidei, the second section, the green text. So just a quick background to catch us up from last week. Right, we're trying to figure out from where do we know that there are days that we look at Tzaraas, the Kohen will look at Tzaraas, and there are days that we just simply don't look at Tzaraas. Right, and the Gemara has given certain examples. So Abaye said, right, that we're learning it out from Uveyom Heraos Bo, on the day that you show this Tzaraas to the Kohen. I could have just said biyom, on the day. What is uviyom, the extra vav? That teaches us, right, days that you see and those days that you don't see. Rava then says, no. The whole pasuk is extra. Just should have said uvehera, when you show it. Right, what do you need? The whole word uvayom, shmamina, our text, right? Shmamina, yesh yom shata rabo. There are days that you look at the tzaraas. Yesh yom shiata rabo. There are days that you don't look at the tzaraas. That's from the entire word. Okay? Now, Abaye, just reminder quick, from the Vav in Uvayom, Rava from the whole word. Now the Gemara says, I be Abaye. Right? Why doesn't Abaye agree with Rava? Say from the whole word. He's right. You could have just said, Uvehe Ra'od. It's true. So Abaye says, no, we need Bayom, and then I will add the Vav to teach us Uviyom, about seeing some days yes, some days no. What do I need the Biyom for? Ahumi Baile, that I need to teach me Bayom velo balayla. I need to also be taught that you see Tzaraas during the day. The Kohen doesn't look at Tzaraas at night. So that's Bayom, day not night, Uviyom, some days yes, some days no. Now, we're going to throw it right back in Rava. Rava said, well, the whole word is extra. But then where does Rava, Bayom Velo Balayla mean Nale? If Rava uses the whole word, Uviyom, to teach me some days yes, some days no, the fact that we do it Bayom during the day and not at night, where does Rava learn that from? So Nafgale, Rava learns that out, Milachol Mar'eh Eineha Kohen. Right, from everything that is shown to the Kohen's eyes, and that, of course, implies that the Kohen can see, which means it is daylight hours, right? Go back during those times. They didn't have streetlights and electricity. It was pretty dark at night. Okay, now we throw it back at Abaye. So Abaye learns day, not night, from Bayom. What does he do with this pasuk? L'chol marei enei ha-Kohen. Abaye says, no, that pasuk, hahumi bari lelem ute suma ba'achas me'enav, that I need to come to exclude somebody who was blind in one of his eyes, right? It says, marei enei ha-kohen, the eyes of the Kohen. You need to have two functioning eyes. Now, if you have no functioning eyes, then you can't see the tzaraas. I don't need a pasuk to tell me the Kohen can't look at the tzaraas. The reality on the ground is he can't see the tzaraas. What about suma ve'echad me'enav, the white blind person from one of his eyes? So Abaye says, einei ha-kohen, need both eyes. Throw back in Rava. Right? This is how the Gemara goes. Rava nami mi'boi le'lachi. Rava also needs einei ha-kohen to teach me that as well. And the Gemara says, einachanami. Right? That is indeed true. Rava does need a Neha Kohen to teach me that. But if Rava needs Chol Marei Neha Kohen to teach me that, how does he know during the day and not at night? Ela Bayom Velo Balayla Minale. From where do I know that? So then he says, Nafgale Mikinega Nira Li Babayit. Right? Like a nega, it is seen to me in the house, right? Li, I see it below le'ori, I can see it without the help of additional light. Right, because if I'm seeing it by way of my light, then it's at night, and I lit a candle, I lit a flame, whatever it would be. So that's where Rava learns it out from. Okay, it has to be during the day when you can see it without any additional help. Abaye, so why doesn't, what does Abaye have against that pasuk? Right? Why does Nabaye learn Bayom Balo Balayla from there? And then the whole of Bayom is again extra for some days yes, some days no. So the Abaye says as follows. Imehasam, if it's from that pasuk, right, which talks about the house Have Amina, I would say Hani Mili Tuma Delab Digufe. Right, so no, that's talking about a tumor which is not on the body. So that right, that's what all the things the pasuk is talking about. Aval Tuma Digufe, but a tumor that's on the body, right, a person's body. I feel the Oronami. Maybe also, you could use a manufactured light, Kamash Milan, right, comes the, we need this pasuk to teach us that even, right, on your body, you are not going to see it unless it is during the day and not at night. All right, let's do the Mishnah. The Mishnah will be the last thing that we learn today. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara. So new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, but Olam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Milaket Adam, right? A person can collect Atzmos Aviv V'imo, Mipnesha Simcha Hilo, right? You can collect the bones of your father and mother, right? They used to have burial plots where they would sort of temporary plots. They would let the bones or the body decay, and then they'd move the bones to the ancestral family plot. So that you can do on Chol HaMoed, Rabbi Meir says, because it's a joy to him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Evel Hulo. Yossi says, what do you mean? You can't do it. That's mourning, right? And so therefore, you can't do it. You can't do Avelos on Chol HaMoed. You can't mourn on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah finishes, Lo Ye'orer Adam Al Meso. Right? V'lo Yaspidenu Kodem L'Regel Shlosha Yamim. So Lo Ye'orer means to get people like, you know, get a rise out, to get them all, to get them excited, to get them worked up, if you will. That you should not do on Chol HaMoed. And you can't eulogize somebody for 30 days before right, one of the Aliyot L'Regel. And obviously that, you know, getting people worked up is to eulogize over what, you know, to do too much eulogy. That you can't do on Chol HaMoed. It goes against Yantif. And no hespedim for 30 days before any of the Shalosh Regalim. And that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.